Earth man, come home. The message as related on this tape recording deals with man's arrival on this planet, also his gradual rise and decline. Of particular interest is the mention of Atlantis and Lemuria. Haton, the space being who speaks, is a member of the Universal Confederation and is from the planet Haton, which is the record archive of this galaxy. Early life on this planet and its great civilizations are hereby presented to the people of Earth as one message in a series of tape-recorded talks received from our space friends by means of pincer beam.
Greetings, my friends. I am Haton. I greet you at this time in order to tell you of early life upon your planet, as recorded by the crystallograph, a scientific instrument we of the Confederation use. This instrument I mentioned can record up to 200,000 hours of data upon a sphere of what you call quartz, no larger than 1 inch in diameter. The events I will now relate were taken from these recordings and observations of your planet. You may now play the music we requested. Life, in its first known essence, upon your planet, did not evolve from the lower forms, as is thought by many of your people. It was imported originally from the planet you'd call Jupiter. At that time, man, who came from the atomic race, was placed upon your surface. He was a godlike being, endowed with powers that few mortals would ever possess. His mate, as conceived by our infinite creator, was not formed from a portion of his anatomy, as stated in your holy works, but was delivered unto him as a helpmate. She also was possessed of tremendous powers. Together, they fostered a race of mighty beings and age of grandeur prevailed. Then do to your infant planet's vibratory state. Great degradation ensued. A period of abomination existed. Man, with his godlike powers, created forms of animal and beast. For sensual experience, man and his primary creations mated. A period of great darkness enveloped your earth. Upon doing this form of man's degradation, that which was conceived in love and beauty, it was thought by we of the Confederation that a complete reorientation of your planet's axis would be called for. However, we learned a lesson ourselves at that time. Believing it our jurisdiction to destroy the abominable creations of man and beast, we found that the infinite creator, in just wisdom, entered the scene and caused the period you call the first glacial age to come about. Degenerate man was destroyed by a power greater than us all. We learned not to be hasty in our judgments and actions. The one that is all saw our error and corrected it in a just way. Once again, the earth was barren, except for the remnants of this prior age, which had themselves committed no acts of abomination. Their powers, though, were gone forever. Tribes of intelligent man gathered together and again started building towards the future. These were not the scattered tribes thought by your historians to exist prior to the Neolithic period, but indeed a simple and humbled man, integrated with his fellows. This was the foundation of the race of Lemurians. Across the continents, a short period later, the people gathered themselves together, a race separate from the Lemurians, and evolved a culture. They were called Atlanteans. for many thousands of years. Both races evolved ever onward and upward. Great was the civilization at that time. The Lemurians lived humbly upon the land, and the land nourished them. The Atlanteans cherished the seas and air, and rapidly nurtured an infant memory of science into a colossus, which provided them with transportation through the seas and craft capable of atmosphere flight. The Lemurians, using the forces of earth and fire, also developed a science and culture. For many, many years, the two lived in peace and love with one another. Then the old powers of pride, lust, and ego reared its head again. And within the Atlantean people, there came men who called themselves Atlans. These men used the superior science of Atlantis and caused strife between the two races. Generation upon generation had lived in peace and love, and had overlooked the problem of light attracting darkness. The Satonians, a race of space people, evolved on a negative plane of existence, arrived upon your planet, and usurped the controls of government and science. Their infiltration had been stealthy and passed unnoticed. They called themselves Atlans. War between Atlantis and Lemuria came about after intolerable conditions. We of the Confederation, who had visited your planet and entered into trade with these two races, observed with growing alarm the frightening conditions. Powerless as we were to intervene because of the Galactic Pact's regulations concerning our intervention in any planet's affairs, we nonetheless petitioned the Saturn Tribunal, our law guardian for this sector of space, that we might be of service to the people of Earth. As the Tribunal's emissaries witnessed the unleashing of horrific powers of destruction wielded by the Atlans against the Lemurians, a consent for evacuation of the forces of light and truth from Earth was ordered. Since the Earth's peoples had not initiated this strife, at once. The seven cities of Shan, each capable of caring for 10,000 people, landed upon your surface. Those people of the Atlanteans and Lemurians, which held the principles of light and love, were removed by our craft to Venus, and thence to other areas of Confederation-controlled space. The Satonians, furious by this action of ours, ordered the immediate destruction of both continents, and then, after turning the forces of the dreaded hydrogen railrays from their nuclear blasts upon the Earth's greatest civilizations, left in their craft and returned to their own galactic system beyond the constellation of Orion. The remains of Earth's warring factions left in the wake of the destruction which sank both continents wandered to the land area you now call South America and established the ancient civilizations you call the Incan, meaning in our solar tongue, the lonely ones. Perhaps, my friends, you who have vision can see the drama of the past attempting to take place again in your present time. We, however, shall not let this take place. The time is drawing near when once again we, your brothers, shall greet you. A reunion many of us have waited for. I depart now, beloved ones, and in so doing, say this to you. O people of Earth, come home. Come home.